Arkansas is reporting almost another 700 new cases of COVID-19. At today's press briefing in Little Rock, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced 687 new cases. That brings the cumulative total to just more than 18,000. There were two more deaths from the virus during the most recent monitoring period, bringing that total in Arkansas to 242. Washington and Benton counties again had the most new cases in the state, 96 and 45 respectively. There were 26 new cases in Sebastian County. The governor began his briefing today with a note from a nurse at Washington Regional Medical Center in Fayetteville.
To the people who think COVID isn't real or isn't serious, I just want to let you know it is very real and very serious. I spent the day comforting my dying patient so they would know they weren't alone. This patient who was perfectly fine 6 days ago, this patient who didn't have underlying conditions, this patient who is now not perfectly fine, COVID doesn't care about your age, your gender, where you're from, or what ethnicity you are. If you have lived a good, healthy life, or if you haven't, it doesn't matter. It can't affect anyone. So be safe and be mindful. Wear your mask. If not for yourself, do it for others.
There are nearly 5,700 active cases of COVID-19 in Arkansas, including 841 in correctional facilities and more than 4,700 cases that are considered community cases. Arkansas is not the only state that has experienced a rise in new cases since the 1st of June. At least one other, Texas, is slowing plans for further reopenings. Governor Hutchinson today, in response to a question about Texas, says that state had already opened up more than Arkansas.
They are at, I believe it's 75% capacity in the restaurants. We're at 2/3. And Governor Abbott, based upon your question, did not say they're rolling it back. They're saying they're putting on new openings on pause. Well, our new openings are on pause as well. We're on pause at 2/3. And we're on pause until we feel comfortable that we ought to lift additional restrictions. And so, again, you have to look beyond just simply what phase they articulate that they're in, because every state, most of the states actually have jumped way out from the White House guidelines on phases and have moved into their own phases. Like, I think California has 3 or 4 phases, and I think they're in phase 3, and they're not following the White House guidelines. They're setting their own template for it. And so Texas, it seems to be somewhat similar.
Many questions today for the governor were devoted to masks and whether or not there should be some sort of stricter rule about masks, one stricter than the governor, who every day strongly urges Arkansans to wear them to protect others and themselves. The governor says he remains steadfast that a statewide directive or law requiring masks, such as a recent ordinance passed by the Fayetteville City Council or possibly an upcoming directive from City Hall in Little Rock, is not the path to follow.
We've worked with the cities. If they talk to us about it, there's ways that they can be helpful without violating our statewide order. For example, one city council, they're passing resolutions just simply advocating for everybody to wear masks without making it a civil penalty. So I haven't seen what Little Rock intends to do, but we've made clear we have a statewide guidance that's in place, and we're encouraging people to wear masks and the businesses to participate in that.
The governor says an effort by the Springdale Chamber of Commerce to provide signage to businesses requiring masks is an example of how businesses, patrons, and cities can work together to make sure more people do wear face coverings.
A program that they have about encouraging businesses to advocate and to wear masks and to encourage their patrons to do it as well. It is Protect and Respect, Wear a Mask, by the Springdale Chamber of Commerce, encouraging their businesses. So this would be a sign that you could have in the business that says masks are mandatory for entry to this business, encouraging their businesses to advocate for wearing a mask.
Dr. Nate Smith, Arkansas's Secretary of Health, says there will be increased testing in Washington County over the next 2 weeks and that the state conducted more than 6,600 tests statewide yesterday. The briefings can be seen in their entirety at the governor's YouTube channel, and we keep you up to date with how the virus is affecting Arkansas and our region at the COVID-19 update page at KUAF.com.